ground or it's wet. Okay, it has to be awfully dry. Well, the cranes are called sandhill cranes. Their original home, ever since I've been in the world and knowed anything about them, was right back out here on these hills and back in here.
Mm-hmm.
After they quit burning the woods out here, for about 5 or 6 years, a man down there kept his sheep and kept burning them. You have to burn the woods in this country to have sheep on it, or the ticks will eat them up.
I see.
So you have to burn them to get rid of those ticks. And every year the woods here burned as clean as it could be. You can sit here and look for a mile right through the woods over and see anybody walking over a mile from here.
Huh.
Right out in front there. I sat here many a night on that porch and watched the preacher over there preaching with his hands between us and the light. And see the people go in and out of the church. That's 3/4 of a mile. And so, anyhow, the cranes move down there where they burnt the woods. That's what they got to have to live on, because they live off of snails, these old worms that crawl on top of the ground,
yeah,
and little frogs and little minnows and grasshoppers. There's no way in hell for a crane to get something to eat out of grass up to your belt high.
Ah.
There's no way for a little one to walk through it, to follow its mother, to find something to eat.
Uh-huh.
You've got to keep it cleaned out for them. Then they got about an 8 foot, 7 to 8 foot wing spread.
I see.
And they've got to have a big place to run along and start to rise. They can't just take up off of the ground. Sometimes you could see them shoot right up.
Yeah.
That's when they're frightened. But most of the time they want to run a piece before they start off to rise. And this grew up out here, just like you see out there swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to go somewhere, so that's the last place they know to live, was down there where the last place they burnt the woods.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the government taken over here a year or so ago about the cranes, 2 years ago. I could already have the cranes started back to living like they ought to, but no, they wouldn't listen, they wouldn't come to me, fishing around, trying to catch what I know about them or what I could give them so some smart aleck can come in here and set up.
Yeah.
But I fed those cranes for about 15 years. Take care of them, fed them, I mean, out of my corn crib.
Uh-huh.
First ones come and went to eating corn, and I notified them about it. They said I was crazy as hell. Cranes didn't eat corn. That's the big shots in Washington and Jackson and around. So I've had them to come at least 10 times. All right, these cranes take them and come and they eat the corn out of the first it went through the cattle.
Yeah.
They love that better than any part. But when it got to where they couldn't get that, they would eat dry corn. Well, I'd take a 12-quart bucket of corn every morning on the tractor and go over and put it on my arm and go out in the field and scatter it for them to eat.
Yeah.
I'd ask the government to help me out just a little with that feed bill. They said, you're crazy as hell. My brother-in-law.
This is that crane deal.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a head over to Pascagoula. That's
yeah.
A story about it, and they made a picture of it. And this is the story of it. Come out in the paper.
All right, I'll look at this in a second. Let me, Miss.
You can just look at it when you get time.
Okay, let him finish the story.
Right.
Okay.
But anyhow,
he was telling me about Samuel Crane. Thank you, Miss Mountain.
Okay.
Anyhow, after in the fall of the year, you know, we'd go out to the picker and pick the corn. Well, they just come in, eat all they wanted. There was a lot of shell on the ground, and lots falling over, and I get all of them. Then in the spring, when you disc this field, there was nothing left there for.
When you
disc the field in the fall, in the spring of the year, or in the fall in the winter, when you disc it in.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you disc over your field, get it ready to plow. Disc up your corn stalks and cut them up, see.
I see.
Well, the little corn that was left on the stalks that nothing eat and couldn't see would come up from under this dirt, you know, and shoot out the end of the little ear of corn.
Uh-huh.
Well, those cranes found out that corn was down under there, and that green thing coming up, there was corn on the other end of it. So they go and dig all of this off, you know, and you could just see it all over the field where they got every little green piece that come up. They got it needed. Well, at that time I didn't feed them, see, because I just figured I couldn't afford it the year round.
Yeah.
Well, then let